Good morning. Waking up to more rain across interior New York and New England for the morning drive. Temperatures starting off in the 40s and lower 50s largely across the region as well. It's all a part of that upper-level disturbance, which has been bringing unsettled and cooler weather our way since the end of the weekend. It looks like the center of this upper-level disturbance is now pivoting south from Ontario across western New York and will slide to the east across interior New York and New England today, keeping rain and cool temperatures in the forecast. Readings will hold in the 50s for most, if not the entire day, and in some cases we may even slide back through the 50s and into the upper 40s before the day is through. So unseasonably cool and damp with showers off and on from time to time, right on into the evening hours. Overnight tonight will start a drier trend, though areas of fog will develop with lows in the middle to upper 40s. This upper level disturbance looks like it's going to slide far enough to the south tomorrow to leave us drier. In fact, drier air will build in from southern Canada during the day, and with a mix of sun and clouds, it'll be milder with highs in the lower 70s. That disturbance will not slide too far off to the south, though, and although it will weaken, it does have to lift back through the region on Thursday. With partly sunny skies, we run the risk of a passing shower as it moves by, temperatures in the middle and upper 70s. At this point, we'll track a cold front through the region on Friday with scattered showers and thunderstorms, and perhaps a lingering shower on Saturday with this front. High temperatures on Friday will be in the 70s, but bouncing back to 80 to start the weekend. After that front passes by, a big pattern change towards a ridge of high pressure, which will mean much warmer temperatures and drier weather. On Sunday, we'll look for a mix of sun and clouds and highs in the mid-80s, and we'll even increase the humidity a bit on Monday. With partly sunny skies, it'll be hot, approaching 90 degrees. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, tropical moisture interacting with an upper-level trough continues to bring widespread showers and thunderstorms across the deep south and into the southeast, as well as Florida. Cooler and drier air associated with the large upper-level low over us here in the northeast will begin to push the showers and storms offshore to the south, as an elongated low-pressure system is forecast to move off the Carolina coast by Thursday morning. Meanwhile, out west, drier weather and warmer temperatures are expected for much of the interior sections for today and tomorrow, but by Thursday morning, a cold front from the Pacific Ocean is expected to bring significant rainfall from the Pacific Northwest down to Northern California. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility with light rain and fog, 32 degrees with an east-southeast wind at 40 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear, and 23 degrees. In Albany on the hour, 9 miles visibility and light rain, 54 degrees, the dew point 51, 90% relative humidity, a north wind at 3 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.77 inches, and it is holding steady. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 111 degrees at Needles and Death Valley, both in California, to a low of 25 at Cabin Lake, Colgate, and Klamath Marsh, all in Oregon. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, cloudy with showers, upper 50s. Boston, cloudy, breezy, cool with showers, lower 50s. And in Buffalo, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm with highs near 60. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 66 degrees, the low 55, the average temperature 61, that's 3 degrees below normal. 1.48 inches of precipitation yesterday, for the month now 1.53 inches, which is 88 hundredths above normal. And 20.44 inches for the year, which is now 5.01 inches of precipitation above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 75 degrees, the average low, 54. The record high, 94, set in 1925, and the record low, 38, in 1971. Sunrise this morning was at 5:18 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:31 p.m., 15 hours and 13 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy and cool with showers today and highs in the lower 50s. More showers tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy and cool with showers today, highs in the upper 50s. More showers tonight, also areas of fog in the upper 40s and lower 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy and cool showers today with highs in the lower 50s. More showers, also areas of fog tonight, lows in the upper 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy and cool with showers today and highs in the lower to mid 50s. More showers tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the upper 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Cloudy and cool with showers today and highs in the mid-50s. More showers tonight, also areas of fog with lows in the upper 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mix of sun and clouds, dry and milder, lower 70s. A mix of sun and clouds, a passing shower Thursday, middle to upper 70s. Some showers Friday morning, then mostly cloudy with a chance of a shower or thunderstorm Friday afternoon, lower 70s. A mix of sun and clouds with a passing shower possible Saturday, near 80. A mix of sun and clouds mid-80s Sunday, and hazy sun, hot and humid Monday with highs around 90. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.